Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on the Wednesday, July 5th, 2023, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, here with Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
You were controlling traffic over at Sheraton yesterday during Freedom Festival. That must have been easy.
Oh, it was.
I'm laughing out loud because she's already talked to me about it. You know, were people okay?
Yes, yeah, somebody was trying to like pay me or just saying like, "Hey, it's my birthday, let me through, please."
See, she was at the Sheraton trying to keep the parking lots open for Sheraton guests, and I'm sure there were a lot of them there yesterday that took rooms and all that.
Of course. There was, like, especially guests just coming.
Yeah.
Just for the night to see the fireworks.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Well, good. So you didn't get in any fist fights or anything?
No.
Okay. You sure?
Yep.
Okay. You have to answer. Come on. You can't just shake your head. They can't see it. So, no. You're shaking your head again. So yesterday was okay for you?
Yeah, it was okay, but unfortunately the sun. It's my first California summer here, so it was kind of hard for me.
So what does July 4th mean to you?
It's something new for me.
Does Ukraine have like a independence day or anything?
Of course we do. At 24th of August, we have a big celebration.
Do you like this one?
We don't really have a fireworks, but we have, like, a big concert with a lot of local artists.
Okay. When you get a chance, come on over here and close this door. I've got people out there talking. Okay, everybody, good morning, and welcome to the day after the 4th of July, and let's talk weather. Today, we're going to, that's what a change. Sunny and hot with a high near 99, and tonight a low around 67. That's not too bad. Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 96. Thursday night, clear with a low around 68. Friday, 99. Saturday, 98. It looks like we're okay until Monday. Then we start going back up again. So isn't this something we say, oh, yeah, it's only going to be 95. Oh, gosh, let's go out and cut the grass or paint the house. So enjoy this, because next Monday it starts getting hot again. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And, okay, let's talk about July 4th. We watched the fireworks last night. 1,700, I think they call them, shots. Well, I was counting fast last night. I only came up with 1,689. But I could have missed a few. Ron Lim was flying around in his plane last night on the recording it. I've seen drones out there, too. But it was a stupendous show, and a big shout-out and a big vote of thanks goes to the McConnell Foundation. They pay for this, and they've paid for it since the very beginning. This is quite the event. And thousands. How could you not see it living anywhere in Redding? The Tiger Field is filled up with people that came down for the baseball game, which for the first time, we streamed the game on Facebook. So you could watch the game, get the commentary, and then after the game, and the game started early yesterday, and then people came out and filled up the outfield so they could watch the fireworks and see it from get a great view of it. The concession stand was open, you know, for ice cream and soft drinks and water. And then after it was over, they hopped in their cars and left without the huge traffic. Was there a lot of did you stay to the end of it last night? The fireworks?
Nothing then. I was like 10:15. I left.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to leave before it ends because I know that there will be a lot of people. It will be hard.
So so at 10 o'clock, everybody's there. Almost everybody's there anyway. So, okay. So you didn't have. Now, when I've been down there before at the Freedom Festival, it was, you know, it takes a while. You just figure it. So you just kind of hang around for a while. The so I heard at Sequoia School, but there was questions if they could get into that as a place to look. Many, many 4th of July viewing parties, Freedom Festival viewing parties went on. So they could, because up on the bluffs where they could see the fireworks. It's just a great event. And the RPD will be in today. So we can ask them if there was any after fireworks problems. So, what else? They found a mysterious powder in the White House in the West Wing, in an area there where there have been some construction going on. Not sure what it was. They tested it. So what do you think it was, Christina, this white powder they found?
I don't know, unfortunately, but I was kind of scared when the fireworks was...
When they were going off?
Yeah.
We're still talking fireworks. Okay. Animals. Every year, Haven Humane will gather up a lot. Well, I shouldn't say a lot, but we'll collect animals that are really scared by the fireworks. And they get loose. You got a 6-foot fence, and you find out that your gerbil can get over it, or your dog can get over it, and they're scared. So they end up picking up a lot of animals because of the explosions. They're not used to it. They don't understand it.
I have to mention yesterday, walking back to my car, I have to see a lot of dogs who was just crying sitting in the car when the owners was having fun in the festival.
They had dogs. They had dogs inside their cars.
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
And this was like maybe 2 or 3 times I saw the situation like that.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, the powder they found turns out to be cocaine in the West Wing, and so you have to ask yourself, where could that cocaine have come from? A worker, somebody works at the White House, a member of the Biden family, perhaps. Anyway, they'll probably find out that it was. Not Biden, not Hunter, because nothing sticks to Hunter, it appears. we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in France. I know there's so many things going on over here in this country, but what's going on in France? And then the Biden administration has been dealt a pretty severe blow by a judge in a lower court about something they want to do that could have had a huge impact on your constitutional rights. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank run by a local board of directors. It's truly a community bank. It's been in the business for 16 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. The main branch is at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Another branch at 1845 California Street. The newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura. And the original branch out there on 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Change your mind. Shafter Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shafter Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shafter Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shafter Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been in the business over 20 years, and whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Does every chip need to be fixed? Well, how about going down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis? Jeff's not going to blow smoke at you. He'll tell you, yeah, it needs to be fixed. Or I can't fix this because, one, it's too big, or it's right in your center of your vision. He's not going to take any chances with your safety. That's Jeff Wurst. You're not going to be disappointed. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Cars, trucks, RVs. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally run. And I'm calling Jeff. In fact, I called him already on Monday afternoon, driving out to see the horse. Got a beautiful chip. You know what? Cars were far away. I don't even know where it came from. But it hit the windshield and gave you one of those star chips, and where you know it's just not good. So I'm going to see if he's got an open spot today and see if I can't get it down there and get it fixed. I'm just waiting for it to start cracking. I'm trying to keep it before it starts to crack. Okay, we're having a problem in Shasta County with volunteerism, especially in the fire stations. A lot of volunteer fire departments. Old stations only got one guy left. He's 83 years old. And he drives the water truck, but he doesn't get out there and fight the fires. But it's part of the Shasta County Fire Departments. They have 21 fire stations in 17 communities. These are all volunteers. And they're about half staff, about 50% of the volunteers they need. And Tim Garman, Supervisor Garman, says if it continues and everything is turned over to CAL FIRE and the county, they're not going to be able to keep all the firefighting stations open the way it's going. So we're actively recruiting. So if this is something you're interested in, you could CAL FIRE a call or Tim Garman a call and say, hey, how do I get into this? I'm trying to see if there's a number or anything, except it's not just going on here. About two-thirds of the companies throughout the nation are also having this problems. You have to go through, it used to be, if you could breathe, you were on the volunteer fire department. They've got a lot more requirements now. So if you're interested in something like this, you might go to your local volunteer fire department and see how you can join or how can you help out here. Okay, the Biden administration was wanting to get with all of the big social media companies and talk to them about how they can control the stuff going across the social media. But a judge in Louisiana, a federal judge, made a historic ruling by partially granting an injunction that blocks various Biden administration officials and government agencies such as the Justice Department and the FBI from working with big tech firms to censor posts on social media. It came to came in response to a censorship by proxy lawsuit brought by attorney generals in Louisiana and Missouri, who have accused Biden administration officials and various government agencies of pressuring social media companies to suspend accounts or take down posts. The judge, a guy by the name of Dowdy, from the district court, from the Western District of Louisiana, wrote in a July 4th ruling that various government agencies, including the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency, the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. State Department, the Department of Justice, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are prohibited from taking a range of actions regarding social media companies. Specifically, that the agencies and staff members are prohibited from meeting or contacting in any way these social media companies, urging, encouraging, pressuring, or inducing in any manner for removal, deletion, suppression, or reduction of content containing protected free speech. Now, we can go back. The latest, of course, was when they went to the social media companies and about the Hunter Biden a laptop, saying that they thought it was a falsity. It was a Russian. It was a Russian operation, and of course, it turns out it wasn't. And then taking down and during COVID, taking down many posts that didn't go along with the government plan. And then you have to think, well, how many other times have they gone in and had points of view taken down because the government didn't agree with it? And it's censorship, my friends. And for the judge has laid it out. He takes from the argument that is basically one of the most massive undertakings of the federal government to limit American speech in the history of the country. The things that we uncovered in this case should be both shocking, appalling, and concerning for all Americans. While the judge's ruling isn't final, a preliminary injunction is a victory for the two states. And I think that the injunction today certainly begins curtailing government action and telling social media companies what they can and cannot allow on their platforms. Okay. Now, yesterday, being July 4th, I watched a series on the, I think it was, It was on about, I'm trying to remember the exact name of it, but it was about our fighting for our freedom during the revolution. And then I watched, started watching John Adams, which was a series. And then you see that when this started, this whole idea of independence and freedom didn't start out that way. It started out, I mean, they were under the king's rule, and John Adams actually defended, if you remember the Boston Massacre, everybody, you know, they're saying, you know, when the British soldiers fired on, in this case, it was a Boston mob and killed 10 people. The, which by the way, if you're in, Boston, they've got that spot marked where you can see really where it kind of all started. And John Adams, who was a local lawyer, defended the British and got them off. It turns out that it was self-defense, as they pleaded, and they were found not guilty by a jury of men from Boston. And then how it led into the final thing where they were going to have to fight for independence. It couldn't just be, oh, give us some rights here, rights there. It was going to come down to independence because King George said, nope, if you rebel in any way, you're going to be hung. And that was kind of the final push, which then started it. And it's a fascinating series. And you learn a lot about Abigail Adams, his wife. And I looked it up, and who Abigail Adams was, and it turns out she's one of the three most admired, or one of the three most qualified or intelligent first ladies we've ever had. And John Adams, of course, was the second president. She was a confidant, not only a confidant, but an advisor. And they wrote back and forth all the time. And so they found these letters, 1,200 of them, that they've gone through that talked about how the problems during the Revolutionary War, when you were back in the, on the lines where she was living, you know, behind the lines, but still there. But also, how our government worked back then. It's just amazing. And when you think about it, when it was written, when the Declaration of Independence was written by Thomas Jefferson, what he wrote in there, even though it was written by slave owners, but it addressed everybody, you know, that every person was born equal. And every person had these rights. The fact is they knew that slavery was not going to be something that was going to be forever. So when they wrote this, even though in the shadowy parts and the dark parts, the leadership in many of these states that came to this were slave owners, especially in Virginia and the South. But it's just a fascinating series to show how using historical documents, even using the letters and talking about the events that they themselves wrote about, George Washington and Adams, Jefferson, and all these. So it kind of gives you an idea how tough it was and how they couldn't agree on anything. As Adams said one time, if somebody said 2 + 3 = 5, and we put it to a vote, it would be 2 days before we could agree that 2 + 3 = 5. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got American Legion with us, and after that, we have Reading Police Department. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. A couple of things. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only jewelry store with a watch repairman is Four Winds Jewelry. Any other, if you ever have a watch problem and you take it anywhere else, it's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry eventually because he's the only one that can fix it. It's a full-service jewelry store in Reading with a great selection of jewelry. You'll not be disappointed when you go into Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated. They have been around for around 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, Reading Shasta Post 197. Is having a summer barbecue and a veteran support fundraiser. It's open to the public. It's going to be this Saturday, July 8th, at the Veterans Memorial Hall down on Yuba Street. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It costs $15, but then you get a lunch, dessert, and a ticket drawing to be able to win something, and drive-through meals are available. They're also having a U.S. flag retirement ceremony at 1 p.m. All proceeds go to support local veterans, veteran support, and post programs. For more information, call Tammy at 530-953-9940. And tonight, July 5th, I'm sorry. And it said, I thought they had a meeting tonight. But it says here, the sessions will go from 5. This is concerns the general plan info concerning the riverfront in the general plan elements. And the general plan elements include community development and design, park trails and recreation, economic development, transportation, natural resources, noise. And the general plan info room sessions feature a 30-minute interactive presentation with opportunities for attendees to ask questions, leave comments. July 12th at Old City Hall. There's going to be four of them, and I could swear that there was going to be one tonight, too. So I'm going to have to look that up and see if it is indeed tonight also. Okay, and I'm here. Excuse me, with Dick Williamson and
Wilkinson.
Wilkinson. Oh, I'm sorry, Wilkinson. I saw it wrong.
Wilkinson.
I got it. Wilkinson. Okay, and Frank Ropes. Good morning, Frank. Did I get your name right?
Good morning. Yes, indeed.
We're going to talk about the Korean Veterans Chapter number one, right here in
the Reading chapter.
The Reading chapter here. And there's been some big changes. It used to be the Korean War Veterans chapter number one, right here in Reading. So talk to me about it. One of you.
Well,
somebody's
got to
speak. Okay. So why the change in the name?
Well, I think one of the reasons is to recruit some people who weren't, some veterans who were not in the service there during the wartime, or not actually Korean War veterans. I joined the Navy 6 months after the Korean War started, January of 1951, served 4 years, but I was never sent to Korea. I served in California, Hawaii, and Kodiak, Alaska. I was an airplane mechanic.
Uh-huh.
And because I served during the period, I went to college under the Korean War bill, and they had a good plan for veterans who served during that time. You know, you don't have to be actually serve in Korea to be a Korean War veteran if you served during the period. And one of the problems we have right now is Korean War veterans, if you're not 90 or getting close, I'm 91, Frank, I think it's 90, our Anna Peterson, she's our secretary, she just turned 91, I turned 90 about a month ago, and everybody's getting tired. Our treasurer, Johnny Baker, he's been treasurer for 15 years, and he would like for somebody else to do it. And we can't find anybody who really to step up to the plate and take over, you know. And so we're asking for recruits, anybody who actually served in Korea, no matter what branch you're in.
Not during the Korean War.
Yeah.
This is anybody that has served in Korea, like in the Marines. We would we'd float into Korea, or if we were out of Okinawa, we'd go over there for major exercises. So you'd end up over in your career, you'd end up spending, you know, 2 or 3 months in Korea. Are those people open also for joining the Korean Veterans group?
That's correct.
Okay, so there's really no time frame on it. It's just anybody that has served in Korea between, you know, from the Korean War up until now.
Correct.
Okay, so you have a monthly meeting, the third Saturday of every month at the Country Waffle.
Yes,
and the starts at 11, and if you want to have lunch, and the business meeting starts at 12. So, like many organizations, veterans organizations, they're hurting because even though we have a lot of veterans, because of the last 20 years we've been at war, most of those people don't join.
That's right.
Is that correct?
I've run across. I usually wear my Korean War Red hat a lot of times, and I see another veteran. I ask Korean War veteran, and I give him one of my cards and I get their phone number. But they're not interested of coming to meet or anything. They just want to get involved for some reason. And other people do. And I've come across a lot of Korean War veterans in the last 6-7 years that I've invited to our monthly meetings, and they come at regular basis, but they're not willing to take on responsibility of a board member. Coming up this end of this year, we're going to have the treasurer, like to retire, Vice President Chuck Goff, like to retire, Honor Peterson, secretary, she wants to resign, so we got all these offices open and nobody to step up to the plate.
Well, that happens. And as we've, and like I said, it goes back to people not volunteering. And we were just talking about the fire departments, volunteer fire departments. They're having problems. I think, I don't know what to tell you. You know, when you get to places like the VFW or the American Legion.
Same thing.
Same thing. We with the Shasta County Marines and Friends, we're out there actively looking for people. You know, and our membership meets like maybe four or five times a year, and that's to put on the Marine Corps ball. So we are out there reaching. We just had a new guy, member come into our board. We're looking at a couple others to come in so we can do it. So everybody's having this problem. But with what you all are doing is you're opening up a pretty vast area for people to be able to join your organization.
And Carl, you said you served 90 days in Korea?
Well, yeah, over about 32 years in the Marine Corps.
So how would you like to be the treasurer for the next year?
Never happen. Yeah.
See, that's the trouble we have. Well, you're a perfect example of the problem we have.
Well, another thing, a lot of people don't know that we also support some outside things for the community, and one of them is we've been, for the last 4 years, have been giving dictionaries, special published dictionaries for third graders, and we have gone to 6 schools here in Shasta County and also in
Rancho Tehama.
Yeah, Rancho Tehama. And we have given out 650 dictionaries in the past 4 years. And then in the last 2 years, we have done scholarships to 2 students from Reading that have gone to college, and oddly enough, both of those colleges are high rate. You have to have five star to get in the school. Both of those schools are from different parts of the United States. They also intertwine with NASA. So we're doing things for the community, and the dictionary is the big one.
Uh-huh. Well, the thing is when you ask me, why don't I? Because I believe if you're going to join an organization, you need to have enough time to do it. And if I can't put myself into organization, then I think I'm wasting their time. So, you know, I mean, I belong to the VFW.
Yes.
But the only thing I have to do is go down to the bar and get a drink. That's it.
And if there's anyone out there listening who would like to join our group, you can give me a call, Dick Wilkinson. My phone number is 530-246-9131. And if you can't get hold of me, also, a lot of people know our home. My wife, Frances, and I, we decorate our home every year for Christmas. We have the big red barn off of South Bonneview, and a lot of people recognize the house, but they don't know us. So if
the big red barn is the isn't that the Christmas tree Christmas light extravaganza?
That's right.
Well,
we've been doing that for you. Anyway,
you have volunteers.
If you don't remember our phone number, drop by at the red barn. We will probably be home.
The opening it up like this to anybody that has served in Korea is a good idea, because as we know, Korean War veterans are getting up there. but there's been a lot of people that a lot of times the Army had people stationed there. I mean, that's one of their locations they put their people in for, since the Korean War. So that's been a long time. So if you served in Korea, if you've had, you know, served time in Korea, we're not, you know, not talking about you changed planes in Korea and left, but you spent any time there. In Korea, I enjoyed Korea when I was there. The people are very friendly. The it's been a long time since I've been there, but they're a really friends of the United States. And if you've served in Korea at any time, you can join this organization. You can give them a call. Give Dick a call at 530-246-9131.
Also coming up on the 25th of this month, the Board of Supervisors at 9 o'clock is going to give the Korean War chapter a proclamation of some sort. I don't know all the details yet because that's coming down the pike, but we were notified that the Board of Supervisors are going to be giving us some kind of a proclamation, which would be interesting.
I think it's going to be good. Yeah. Well, you know, recognizing the Korean War veterans. Just like you recognize so many other different organizations that do a lot for our community. So, okay, good luck on this. Again, if you're interested in this or want more information, give Dick a call at 530-246-9131. Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Now, when I was talking about that general plan, the next meeting is July 12th. They did have one at June 28th, but the next one's July 12th. Which is about a week from today, and it's going to be at Old City Hall. It's going to last about from 5:15 to 6:30, 30-minute interactive presentation, and you can ask questions about what's going on. We'll announce each one of them a week in advance so you can start getting ready. But the next one will be August 9th at the Reading School of the Arts, and August 23rd at MLK Center. If you want to have anything to say about what's going on down with the general plan and the Riverfront specific, here's a good chance to go on down there and let your views be heard. We'll be right back. Thank you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey, Reading, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced, hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's been there for like 100 years where it's at. It's been a car dealership. It's been a gas station. It's been a number of things on that block. They've been a member of the Chamber of Commerce here in Redding for 93 years. Think about that. Anyway, head on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right down the street from us. Car, truck, go in there. It comes out sparkly clean, friendly people. It's a great deal for your money. It saves water than you doing it at home. They dry off your car with a big fluffy towel. And if you buy five car wash coupons, you get one free. Or buy 10 and you get three free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash, Market and Eureka Way, right behind Dutch Bros there in downtown Reading. You start seeing, you know, in France, I don't know if you've been following this, but the French have a big problem on their hands. They've got riots going on. So far, it's cost businesses over there over $1 billion due to damage, burnings. They've had widespread looting and arson following the police shooting of a 17-year-old boy during an attempted traffic stop. They've arrested thousands in an attempt to slow down the violence. And it's like when we had months long riots in Portland and Seattle. That what did it do to the businesses? You know, what did it do to the image of the town of Portland? The French government has said that they will help those whose livelihoods have been destroyed. They've had about 200 businesses have been looted alongside the destruction of 250 tobacco stores and 300 banks. It's likely to be higher, the cost of this, because the estimate didn't take into account other buildings like churches or homes that were damaged. About 3,500 people have been arrested. And police shot this young man during a confrontation with the police. They pulled him over. They're trying to get him out of the car. He started to – he pulled through and then didn't stop. And then when he was told to get out of the car – car attempted to drive away, and an officer shot him. And then then it got into things like there's much more to it than just the rioting. It is people don't have jobs. They don't have places to live. They have nothing to lose. This goes on and on and on. But the French president canceled a visit to Germany because of this and all the things that were going on. the when you look at the things that are going on in our country, there was a and it's sad in a way. So, I mean, there's some things that are sad, others aren't, of course. But there was a woman's NBA, WNBA star that said that America was trash and all these things. I saw a comment said, you might want to ask Brittany Griner about this after she was, what she thinks about America after being held in a Russian prison for several months. But when I hear people say that, I think these are people that have never had to worry about being taken out of their houses in the middle of the night, and you never see your loved ones again. They just disappear, or not being able to have a protest, to be able to say the most horrible things on the internet and nothing happens, even though the government, as we find out, has been trying to censor a lot of things they don't agree with. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of things that are being said. I see them, and I know, one, that they're lies, and two, that even if they're not lies, they're, if they are lies, but they're also reprehensible in their manner. But that's one of the things about the First Amendment. That, and especially after watching the programming I saw yesterday about how hard it was to win our freedoms. And was it perfect? No, absolutely not. But is it better? Is it getting better? You know, is there more, you know, is there more inclusivity of people in society? I mean, 20 years ago, I don't know, I may start dating myself, or maybe, you know, if you were gay in the military and you said that you were gay, you were discharged. In some cases, if it was found out that you were gay, you were discharged. If you were a cross-dresser and they found out, and I know this happened, to a Marine I knew, he was arrested in a dress. Well, his career was over. Off he went. And I see how the changes have been. And then it went to the don't ask, don't tell. And then it went to, it was, I mean, we knew we had gays in the Marine Corps. We just knew it. We knew people were gay, but they did their jobs. Nobody said anything about it. And, but, you know, and we are moving forward. Sometimes we can say we're going too far forward when we're getting into things that will change the lives of a child. At an age, they should not have to be able to make that decision. They should not be able to make that decision if they're going to have life-changing surgeries. But still, our country is still that shining city on a hill to so many people. They come here because there are freedoms here. There are freedoms. There is a chance, if you work hard, that you're going to make something of yourself, that you can better yourself, that you can start, that the next generation will be able to move forward from that. You know, like my kids are, I'm so proud of them. You know, they've moved forward. They're doing better than I am. And I think that's wonderful. In many cases, however, kids aren't doing as well. And we've got to be able to have a type of a country where you can get a job, where you can start a business and not have onerous regulations put on you, that inflation is something that can be handled, all of these. But when it comes right down to it, most of the people that say negative things about our country have never gone into other countries where things are actually horrible, where you don't have water when you turn on the faucet. In fact, you don't even have a faucet. You don't have a bathroom inside. You don't have a vehicle. You don't have air conditioning. You don't have your big screen TV. You don't have anything like that. People are just trying to get by and live. And so when you cut down the United States, and, oh, we should do this, oh, we're so horrible, think about it. Really? Are we? Are we that horrible? Or is it the fact is that you don't like what's going on right now? And you forget how we got to here and where we can go. You know, I'm glad I watched those programs yesterday because it kind of brings back into the forefront of my mind what it took – to break away from that from England and establish ourselves. And what's happened over the last 247 years? And will we be able to move forward for another 247 years? Most great nations start crumbling around that 200-year mark. Well, we've gotten past the 200-year mark, but we're not out of the woods. We're only a generation away from failure. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. When we're coming back, we've got Reading Police Department with us.
Medical Center. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A judge is blocking the Biden administration from working with social media companies about protected speech.
A Louisiana judge granted the injunction in response to a 2022 lawsuit, citing what he called substantial evidence of a far-reaching censorship campaign. The suit alleged that the government overstepped in its efforts to convince social media companies to address postings involving the COVID-19 vaccine or elections. A White House official says the administration promoted responsible actions. One of the attorneys general who filed the lawsuit said the ruling was a huge win for the First Amendment and a blow to censorship. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Discovered inside the White House a suspicious white powder, suspected cocaine.
Officials say the substance was found in a common area of the West Wing. President Biden was at Camp David at the time. The officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, say Secret Service agents were doing routine rounds Sunday when they found the white powder in an area accessible to tour groups, not in any West Wing office. The complex was evacuated Sunday night as fire and emergency crews were brought in to do a rapid test, which preliminarily identified cocaine. The Secret Service says an investigation into how the powder entered the White House is pending. Mike Hemp in Washington.
9 people injured in the latest mass shooting and early morning attack in northeast Washington, D.C. The victims all suffering non-life-threatening injuries. And shooting caps a violent holiday weekend across the country. 40-year-old suspect in the deadly Monday night shooting in Philadelphia is due in court today. 5 people killed, 2 youngsters among those wounded in that attack. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 100 points, while the Nasdaq trading 13 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, you're not a real customer. Quote based on the healthy, non-smoking 44-year-old male with a 20-year term policy. Rates may vary.
Welcome to Ethos, a new kind of insurance company that believes life insurance should be hassle-free, affordable, and accessible for everyone.
For around $1 a day, I got a 20-year, $250,000 term life insurance policy without a medical exam. All I had to do was answer a few health questions and snap, family protected. It was quick and easy. Ethos is 100% online. I got a quote in seconds, applied in minutes, and got coverage in hours. Just answer a few health questions. No medical exam, no blood tests, no hassle. Look, nobody wants to plan for the unthinkable, but it would be so much worse to not plan at all. So don't put it off. It feels great having the peace of mind knowing that my family is protected.
Ethos, the 100% online hassle-free way to get affordable life insurance. Don't wait. Get your free online quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Israel says its military has wrapped up its latest anti-terror operation in the West Bank.
The Israeli army had started its pullout from Jenin after the biggest assault into the city's packed urban refugee camp in 20 years. The withdrawal triggered more intense gunfire between troops and Palestinian militants. In the camp, the UN said last night there was significant damage to water and power networks, while food, medicines and baby milk formula were running out. The army says it uncovered bomb stores and militant hideouts. Jenin is a city that had already slipped well out of the control of the Palestinian Authority, and the institutional remnants of a 3-decades-old peace process in the occupied West Bank are now being tested to destruction.
That's the BBC's Tom Bateman. 4 countries launching a case against Iran at the United Nations highest court over the downing of, in 2020, of a Ukrainian passenger jet, the deaths of all 176 people on board. Townhall.com. The U.S. citizenship test is changing. That has some immigrants concerned.
At a ceremony on July 4th on board the battleship New Jersey in Camden, New Jersey, 34 people from 21 countries were sworn in as U.S. citizens.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Jersey.
But some immigrants who want to become U.S. citizens are worried because starting late next year, the U.S. citizenship test will have a new English speaking section and a written multiple choice format in the civics section. Immigrants and advocates say those changes will hurt test takers with lower levels of English proficiency. Donna Warder, Washington.
The U.S. Navy says Iran tried to seize two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz, firing shots at one of them. It says that in both cases early today, the Iranian naval vessels backed off as the U.S. Navy approached. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is off today. Today being, of course, the 5th of July, 2023, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina. Are you with me?
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, you had fireworks in Ukraine, but it wasn't exactly like the fireworks we have.
We didn't have, like, for a lot of years already fireworks. First of all, because of the war and COVID.
COVID. I like it. You know, COVID sounds better than COVID.
Oh.
I like that one. COVID. Because it's something like you go, COVID.
It's exactly how I feel about that.
COVID. Okay, thanks, son. The weather today, sunny and hot. Surprise, surprise, with a high near 99. Now, the rest of the forecast is just like that, and with a low around 67. Tomorrow, 96. Friday, 96. Saturday, 98. Sunday, 97. Monday, it kicks it up to 100. And Tuesday, 102. All of them sunny and hot with a low around 67. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, California. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, locally owned, locally run, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Plus, they have many other programs for their customers. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Lieutenant Tim Renault from the Reading Police Department, who has something that no other policeman has. In the world, you hooked up my wife with cuffs on the rodeo and arrested her.
Yeah, she deserved that. I was happy to be the one to be able to do that. Thank you.
And because as probably most of you know, people are going, what? Linda was the sidekick in the robbery of the bank during the week of the lone stranger and the sidekick. She was the sidekick, kept it a secret from me and everybody else. And I'm really glad that when you saw her, you chased her down. That was the best part.
Yeah, I've never seen an innocent person so scared when you put handcuffs on her. So she's done something at some time that you might want to have a conversation with her about.
She was laughing.
Oh, yeah.
But see, the thing, though, was people were walking by, and they were looking, and Linda's going, it's a joke! It's a joke!
Yeah, she was pretty spooked, but it was fun.
It was. It was pretty cute. Hey, how are you doing,
Tim? Things are going great.
Good. And what's your mission in the Reading Police Department?
So I'm one of two patrol lieutenants, so watch commanders. So my current shift is I work Wednesday through Saturday, but I'm in charge of all the officers and employees that work Friday, Saturday, Sunday shifts, so the 12-and-a-half-hour shifts.
Okay. Now, one of the things I asked you, and even though you weren't on duty last night, you went and got the statistics, was 4th of July. I mean, a lot of people party and the, of course, the Freedom Festival with, I don't know how many thousands and thousands of people down there. And Not a lot of incidents.
No, I think everything went pretty smooth. I mean, I went out and enjoyed it with my family as well. It was kind of one of the first ones I didn't have to work in uniforms. It was kind of nice after, you know, 13, 14, 15 years of working them. It's kind of nice to be able to enjoy one outside of there. But, no, I talked to Sergeant DiMatteo, who ran the event. Everything went smooth, so it's nice to be able to have people out again. We had the year that we didn't get to have it, and everybody out and enjoying it. So it was nice to have people out and enjoying it and really no problems at all. So,
well, I think everybody was a little laid back. I mean, Linda and I went out and fired shotguns in the air for an hour, and nobody reported us. But when you get that many people, now you did work the rodeo, though.
Yeah, we're coming off a busy time. You know, we had Cool April Nights back in April. We had the Reading Rodeo that
set new records for people.
Yeah,
there.
It was huge. I mean, the rodeo was amazing. We saw you guys there, I think, all four nights.
Yeah,
And then the Freedom Festival. So the rodeo, again, you know, very minor incidents, a couple arrests. But other than that, it went really smooth, and it was good seeing people out there. Everybody's happy. You know, we got an opportunity to from the chief to wear some cowboy hats ourselves, and
when I saw that, I thought that's cool, and cowboy hats during the rodeo, and not having a lot of problems.
No, yeah, it was great. That's one of those fun events. I actually enjoy working it. That everybody comes up to you, shakes your hand, and you know, there's appreciative that you're there and there for the community. So it's always fun.
It's always fun. It's not always fun though. Out on the streets. What are we seeing? I mean, you're right on the streets with your guys.
It's definitely a different time. I mean, I think we always say this every time I come here, and I do appreciate it. Every time you invite me here, I seem to get promoted. I think I've been coming here since I was an officer.
You get promoted again?
I hope not. I'm good where I'm at. But you joked around that at the rodeo, and like, every time you come to my office, you get promoted. So I don't know. Maybe you're good luck. But, no, I'm happy where I'm at. But I think, you know, it's a busy time. We're lucky in Reading. We have the great support of our community. We see some of the stuff out there on the news about some of the lack of support for law enforcement, and we definitely don't have that here in Reading, you know. It's always nice to be able to get flagged down with someone just thanking you, shaking your hand, and little kids coming up and thanking you for your service. So it's nice to see that people are raising their kids the same way that we've been raised and we're trying to raise our own.
You know, when you see what's happening, especially down in Oakland, and when there's 500 people show up at a town hall angry about not the police, but the lack of police and protection in the neighborhoods. And same thing in San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco is hollowing out, looks like.
It is, and their numbers are down. I think they're in the high hundreds, and you're nearly 1,000 officers down or something like that. We're fortunate here. I think we're going to be completely maxed out, 122 officers. I mean, I think on FTO right now, on field training, we have, I think there's 10 or 12 officers right
now.
It's like almost every officer has a partner in the car that they're training. We have two that are getting ready to go to the academy to replace two more that we're going to be losing in November with retirement. So we're going to be full staff, fully staffed, which is great. We're super excited about that, which is one of the few communities out there. We're not having those struggles that some of these other communities are facing.
Well, it just seems like to me, if I was a police officer and I enjoyed what I was doing and believed in what I was doing, and I was in a city that did not appreciate anything I did, that I had to be looking over my shoulder, not for bad guys, but for the bureaucracy that was coming for me, I kind of look for places like Reading and Anderson and the Shasta Sheriff's Department and, you know, places like that, that where you're appreciated and your pay is good, and the fact is we're not having a lot of officers shot at.
Yeah, you're right. And I think, again, we talked about this. I think the last time I was out here, I started with the sheriff's office here as a correctional officer and then got hired by the Antioch Police Department in Contra Costa. And that was about 2.5 years of my career down in Antioch. And if you kind of follow what's going on with Antioch, they're having a lot of problems right now. And the support we had in Antioch was very minimal. It was very difficult to work there. You know, it really brings you down. And then when I got hired with Reading and coming here, it took me back. You know, people are buying my coffee in front of me at the lines. I'm like, oh, no, the guy just wants to say thank you for your service. And people are waving at you and just appreciative that
you're
there.
With all their fingers.
With all their fingers. Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but with all their fingers. So it was surprising. I couldn't understand what was going on here. And they had to educate me. This is the community supports you guys. And it was, you know, what a difference, cool. 3 hours north makes.
You get the support you earn, too. That's the other thing, is people appreciate, the vast majority of the people appreciate the police department and what you all are doing out there. And is it perfect? No. We have our problems. A big portion of that comes from the jail, though.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. You know, we always talk about we have great partnership with working with the sheriff's office, and they're going through a challenge of trying to recruit people to work in the jail so they can get that other floor back open to give us more spaces to put people. And I know they have challenges, and we're doing everything we can to support them. And I don't envy the officers that have to work in there and have to make that decision, like who I release, because for every person we bring into there that needs to stay, they yeah. have to. They have to figure out.
Do I turn loose the car thief who's broken into 40 cars, or do I turn loose the guy that just whipped up on his wife?
Yeah.
Well, you turn loose the guy that's a nonviolent.
Right.
You know, even though he's going to go out and steal a car to go home.
Right. And we've made this clear to our officers that, you know, there is challenges in our community. There's challenges with stuff that comes down from the state. But your job is to take bad people to jail. And if it's not the jail's fault, but if they can't hold them, we continue to take bad guys to jail, and we're just hoping that things will get better. And I know they will.
Okay. Good. I'm here with Lieutenant Tim Renault from the Reading Police Department. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993. And with the big announcements, how State Farm and Farmers and several other insurance companies are no longer giving out, they're no longer issuing homeowners policies because of the amount of money it costs to rebuild and everything else that's going on in California. You need an expert that's going to tell you what you can do and find you the insurance, and that's Judy Maxwell. Give her a call at 530-221-0441 or go by 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union, and find out what your options are. It's a free review and evaluation. We'll be right back. For a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. Hey, visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. It's in Anderson. It's a young couple who owns this. They started out in Redding, and they've just grown so big that they had a new building constructed down in Anderson, very business-friendly place down there. Anything you want, tractors, backhoes, side-by-sides, so much more. All there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. I'm here with Lieutenant Tim Renault from the Redding Police Department, who is one of the lieutenants there that runs the stuff on the streets. And we were, during the breaks, is where a lot of things are said, and and so I'm quizzing him on things, and he is, I tell you what, stoic, gives me no hints about things. We learned in the first segment that Koi April Nights, the rodeo, Big Bike Weekend, and Freedom Festival was pretty low key as far as police were concerned.
Yeah, Big Bike Weekend's usually October, so we'll see what that's going to turn out like in our involvement in that one.
Okay. Last year, though, it was, I was involved with Big Bike Weekend years ago, and I always believed that Redding could be like a mini Sturgis because of the beautiful riding we have here, and we got hotels. We could make Hilltop Drive into a mini Sturgis. But I was informed when I had all these grandiose plans that the city of Redding was not behind that.
Really? Okay.
Well, they didn't want 100,000 people coming into Redding for a week. And I said, well, if you make it for like a long weekend, like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then you only get 50,000. And I guess it was also looked on the fact that 50,000 people coming in here may have strained our resources.
Yeah, I could see that. I know we our resources definitely get pushed to the limits when we have these, Koi April Nights is a full, week and a half.
How many people come to that?
Man, I don't know what the numbers were on that, but
let's say 10,000.
Oh, there was a lot. I mean, I was on the cruise myself with our vehicle, and it was just seeing the amount of people and then going to the big show with our truck. It was just unbelievable. It was a great event.
Oh yeah, it's a super event, just like the rodeo is. And the thing about Sturgis is it's set up in such a way they've got all these campgrounds that aren't open during the rest of the year. They just open up during Sturgis. People rent their houses out in Sturgis for this and make their payment. It makes their mortgage payments for the whole year out of a week of renting their houses out. It's just I can see though that the logistical nightmare for the city to have to do that.
Right. I think there's a huge benefit when it comes to the tourism, the hotels, the food. There is definitely a strain when it comes to resources, when it comes to law enforcement. But no, it's a great community for it, and they definitely support those type of things.
I think it could be good. What's going on in the police department that we need to know about?
We always talk about the special services unit and all the great things they're doing. I think it's exciting that we finally, after months and months of trying to get resources up, we finally have our four park rangers out there, 6 days a week patrolling all the parks and the river trails of Redding. And we also, and actually now on the Sacramento River, we actually have our boat out there. It was out last night or yesterday. It actually did a river rescue with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office with someone floating down the river in the raft took on problems. So they were able to assist the sheriff's office with pulling that raft up and rescuing those people. So having extra resources like that out for our community, I think, is huge, working with the fire department, the sheriff's office on the river.
That's an additional duty you're both, though.
Yeah, well, right? It's our park rangers. There's four of our park rangers are working. Okay. Between the four of them, they're working 6 days a week, so two on one side of the week, two on the other side of the week. And then, a day, each one of them will go out there and be on the river and patrolling it. And, you know, number one, they're looking for any people in distress and might be looking for issues on the river. So it's been great. I think that they've been a huge help. And then, obviously, our bike team is finally up and running, all four of those officers. So you'll see them riding by your window here, I'm sure. There'll be 6 days a week as well, you know, two on one side and two on the other
side. They're electric bikes.
They're electric mountain bikes. I think they go to just under like 30 miles per hour with they're battery assisted. So So they're a little bit cheating, but it's definitely it makes it easier on the officers.
Do they have training wheels on them?
One of them does, but I think the other three are good.
Okay.
But now you figure all the river trail, the roads we have out there, Dana downtown, Hilltop, so they're going to be able to be out there in the community. We have a lot of people that stay at our hotels, and we want to make sure that their items and their cars are safe. So having those bikes be able to sneak around areas and get around, and also just great for the community. People love seeing these bikes in the river trails. And they're doing some great arrests.
I just saw one the other day. They busted somebody. Your rangers just. I think it was drugs and a gun and everything that they got out there.
Yeah, they're doing great work. And it's nice when we have positions like this that open up. You have a lot of officers that put in, and they have to interview for it. And, you know, they pick the top, you know, two or three or four or whatever is there. So you don't just give, the positions aren't given to you. You have to work for it. And,
it's not a punishment tour.
No, I don't think we have any that are punishments. That people, fight to get on the motorcycles and fight to get the park rangers now and each thing that they attach to the special services.
How many motorcycle units do we have?
We have four, actually, motors, so they're fully staffed, and then our sergeant is also on a motor, Sergeant DiMatteo. So there's actually five on the new BMW motorcycles that you'll see. And then we also have a kind of collateral assignment that you can be on the dirt bikes, too. So occasionally officers, you'll see them on the Reading Rodeo. You saw them out there and last night at the Freedom Festival. If we have people lost or need help on the river trails, our officers can hop on the dirt bikes and go in areas that you can't get in vehicles. So people, fight for those.
So we've got five motorcycles that work daily?
Yep.
Or
they work Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
So they do all the major traffic accidents.
I used to see one across the street here that would park, which is a favorite parking spot for RPD, by the way. Because you're just waiting for people to come through there on their phones or whatever they're doing. But they've never waited longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah,
usually we wave at them, they wave back.
Yeah, usually they're pretty busy. Like I said, I think you'll probably see them out there more now with once we're through our busy season with the three major incidents, or events. Those officers on the motor unit also in charge of all those events, setting all the ideas of how they're going to do traffic control and the exit plans and organizing it. So they do kind of they carry multiple jobs within their unit.
Well, let me tell you, at the rodeo this year, and we had more people there than ever. I mean, I usually didn't leave right after most people leave right after the last bull is ridden. And you're missing watching all those kids run around the arena. And then, of course, there's the dance afterwards, which is always a hoot. But I would leave at about, if it was over at 9:45, I'd leave about 10:15. It was like I just zipped on by. It was never a problem.
I think we learn each year like what is a better traffic flow plan, and we even fly it with drones and try to watch and look at the year before and said, oh, you know what would have been better if we would have opened this particular lane to push people out onto Butte or onto 44 or whatever it may be to try to make it as smooth for people as possible because pushing.
I just get in the right-hand lane coming from the rodeo grounds, and that just rolls me right on through out onto 44.
Perfect.
Back into town.
Yep.
I might have had to wait there a couple minutes, even on busier nights. So, no, I think the traffic control was good. How about last night?
The same thing. Everything I think went pretty smooth. There's going to be a wait when you have that many people, in there. And I think people do park further back onto Butte and on Park Marina, which helps. But you do have people walking in the road. And so there's a little bit of traffic control, but I think our guys do a great job.
Okay. I'm here with Lieutenant Tim Renault of the Reading Police Department. And so far, everything you're saying is everything's going pretty good here, Tim.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Things are going pretty smooth. I mean, we're really happy doing some good training that we can talk about also.
Okay, yeah. I'd like to get into that. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. And they have a home fall prevention program. This is no cost to the people in it. And the whole mission behind this is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. To learn more about the program and to get into the program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. You know, they put, what they do is they put rails up and grab rails and all this to help people be able to stay in their homes longer. There's nothing worse than an elderly person that falls and maybe dislocates a hip or something. And it takes them out of their home, and many times they don't get back in. So this is a great program. 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Meet you all the way.
Good morning. Welcome back to Big Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It is Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a better-known business, locally owned, locally operated, been there for 30 years in the area there. I've been going there for 15 years since the day I moved here to California, to Redding, and have never had a bad haircut. They work by appointment, so I make up an appointment that works for me, and I give them a call at 530-244-9478 and get a great haircut. Super people down there, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Lieutenant Tim Renault from the Redding Police Department, and you all have been going through you've had a lot of things going, cleanups, training, and all that. Why don't we hit those?
I think when it comes to cleanups, you know, our community work program has been working hard with our special services unit, cleaning up some of the areas that we've been having a lot of complaints and a lot of problems with. And we have two that are kind of the big ones, Masonic or Miracle Mile, or one of those areas, whatever you want to call it, behind the Bethel establishment up on the top of the hill. That was a pretty big one. It was a 10-day operation. That's a lot of private land out there. So getting a hold of each of the landowners and having consent to enforce in their property, and then bringing our crews in there to do outreach, you know, for I think it was like 7 days they did outreach with our crisis intervention response
team. Yeah, you just don't go in there one day and just throw them out. Give them warnings. You try to get them down into areas where they can stay.
Right. You know, I think they estimated about 30 people were living out there, and they were able to house which was unusual about this one, is that there was 20 people that wanted help. You know, usually we go to these places and people don't want. We bring the mission out there and we bring all these other resources and people just don't want help. But this, we were able to house 20 people using our CERT team. So getting them into housing and off the streets is huge. And I think that's a success. I think they got about 140 tons of trash out of there. And this is a separate business that goes in there and actually cleans that, because a lot of these private company or private businesses or, excuse me, private property places have to pay for the cleanup. We mm-hmm. pay for stuff that's on city property, and then if it's something on private property, you actually have to hire a service to clean up these messes. So we do the enforcement action and the tagging and try to house people, and they have to come in there. So 140 tons is a ton of trash, literally.
It's 140 tons of trash.
And to be able to clean that up, and that's always an area we worry about. Every year I think we see fires in that area coming up toward, you know, Court Hill and, sure. and Barbara, and people really, really freak out about it. And I don't blame them if that gets down that canyon. So to be able to clean that up, I think, is a huge win, and that the fire mitigation and some of the infrastructure of the city is in that area, that Lost Lane area, we call it. Mm-hmm. So I think that was a huge one. And then obviously the other one we're working on as we speak is Mercy Canyon. So if you look at Mercy Hospital, look kind of the south area, and that mm-hmm. is another huge one. They've been working on that for, I think, 6 or 7 days now.
Well, they've been working on that for 10 years.
Yeah, you're right.
Really.
Yeah. That
is a place that you clean it out, and some time goes by, and then they're back.
Right. And I know when I was working in this unit as a corporal and as a sergeant, we spent days and days driving around and trying to clean that area and trying to educate people and get them help. So this is kind of the one our guys are working on right now. So we'll see.
That's city-owned land, right?
There is some city. There's a little bit of county. And then, believe it or not, that area, there's actually maps of how it's going to be developed. There's actually street names that haven't been that, you know, we literally can look and say, okay, that belongs to Carl Bott. That's addresses 123, uh-huh. whatever street. So
then you'd call me up and say, hey, Carl, we want to clean up your area there, get the people off it, right. But you're going to be responsible for taking care of the
right.
trash.
Right, and you'd be surprised how we have huge maps showing that each of those different parcels that are undeveloped yet belong to certain people. So to be able to get enforcement on each one of those, it takes everyone, you know, different departments within the city and housing units to be able to actually contact each one of these people. And it's not an area. It's challenging because you don't just put a wall up and people are going to stay out. It's very easy to get back in there. So yeah. Keeping the enforcement up and having people, try to keep their property clear, it's a challenge.
Can property owners be held responsible if people are squatting on their property and they start a fire?
They could be, and that's why we always tell people, if you give us consent to enforce, saying, I am not allowing anybody to be here, I don't want anybody to be here, I think that helps you a lot. Some of the areas, like the challenge we had with Masonic, we had notified these people, said, you have, you know, 20 or 30 acres, and you're doing nothing to stop this. And a lot of these people were living in the Bay Area. So once they bought the property, they weren't really paying attention to it. And that's the challenge, is where we need to hold them accountable and say, you bought the property, you want the property, you have to maintain it and make sure that it's the fire mitigation is down and all this type of stuff. So it's definitely not as easy as just going in there and kicking people out and taking trash away.
Yeah, here's a question. If the park rangers or any of you guys on bikes or however you want to work, they see a tent setting up on public or private land, can they ask the person not to do it?
Yeah, they can always ask them not to do it. And, you know, you can't camp in the city of Reading other than at some of the, the park, like on Boulder Creek. So there's no camping. We have a no camping ordinance.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we'll say, hey, do you have, we try to do our best. Sometimes educating people and encouraging them not to do certain things in certain areas helps and deals with it quite a bit. You know, taking people to jail and that stuff doesn't always solve the problem. So education. So we usually will tell people, hey, you can't camp in the city of Reading. You can't give people permission to camp on your property. We get that a lot, saying, hey, well, Carl said I can camp on his property. We're like, well, Carl can't give you the permission because you can't camp in the city of Reading except at designated areas.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. Now, you're doing training, too, and I think this is important. You were just at one of the high schools.
Yes, we were just at Shasta High School on the 28th, 29th, mm-hmm. on Thursday for one of our third active shooter trainings. We're doing kind of countywide, getting RFD and, paramedics involved and our department involved, but just train our officers on active shooter responses because, God forbid it happens in our area, we want our officers to be as prepared and well-trained as possible, and it went over really well. We took it to the next level, in my opinion. We had a force-on-force where you're actually engaging other officers with, airsoft and simunition rounds where it doesn't feel very good getting hit. We taught them about breaching doors and how to get through doors, where our SWAT team came in and showed them different breaching techniques. And also kind of TIMS, which is like, a medical training. We had a doctor come in who works with our SWAT team and, tourniquet applications and pressure dressings. And in case you do come across someone that is injured, how you can treat them and try to get
them. We carried tourniquets. I carried two. Some people carried more.
Right.
You always had one set up for you and then the other one for somebody else.
Right.
Because we'd slap a tourniquet on anybody because we knew we could get them out mm-hmm. fast enough. So you're training kind of like with our corpsmen that come in. They're armored up. So they can, they're right there. So is it like our doctors or your emergency medical people, I guess, would be right behind? Are they kind of like, you clear an area and if somebody's hurt, they can move in while you keep moving?
Exactly. And I think your military background helps out a lot because you understand it.
Correct.
Yeah. So, obviously, if there is some type of active shooter response, our officers are trained. You grab your rifle and your guns and you go in. The quicker we can get to the bad guy, the threat, and stop the shooting, the better chance of helping people. Once we clear an area, then we can get what we call a rescue team in there, and that's the fire personnel, and actually mm-hmm. get them to, kind of a warm zone where we can get them to start pulling people out or treating people.
Right.
So we don't want to wait till it's all completely over because time is not on our side in these type of things.
And people, you need to listen to this because God forbid it ever happened here. If it does happen, there's going to be damage and there's going to be people hurt. The quicker you can get our emergency response team in there to start stopping the bleeding, starting the breathing, and all this, the better it is. Now, are all the different agencies around here training together?
Right. That's something we've been working hard with our training division with, Sergeant Ellis and Captain Barner, trying to get all the agencies because we all need to be on the same page.
Exactly.
We want to make sure that if the sheriff's deputy pulls up or Anderson police pulls up, that we all understand what we're going to do. Hey, we're grabbing this, we're going in, we're stepping over people to get to the bad guy, and then we're going to start getting, resources in to get the victims out.
So. We're going to the sound of the guns. And so you've got a sheriff's deputy and an RPD there. They both know what the situation is and what they're doing because you've trained together.
Correct. And
that's great.
I'll definitely tell you the fun part of it is when you have the simunitions and you're having rounds come back at you, you realize right away what you're doing wrong. If you're standing in the doorway or you're waiting too long, our guys they're instructed, hey, shoot them, and they'll realize, man, I shouldn't stay in that fatal funnel of the doorway, or I shouldn't do this. I got to watch my back. There's tough ways to learn, but that's the way to learn in this environment so you're prepared for when it does happen.
Yeah, and the big thing is go to where the gunfire is so you can engage it instead of clearing areas. You just keep going.
And that's what, unfortunately, in our in in the United States and throughout the world, there's so many active shooters that we learn from each one of them, and training has developed throughout, you know, time, mm-hmm. showing that, hey, back when I was an active shooter instructor years ago, 15 years ago probably, it's changed. You'd wait for three or four people. You get together, and you do this diamond formation and walk in, and that's changed. The quicker you get one or two guys in there to eliminate that gunfire, eliminate that threat, the better likelihood that people are going to survive. So it's changed and developed, and our guys are going to active shooter instructor schools and bringing that training back to our county.
Well, you know, the thing is again, God forbid, but if it does, you want to be able to engage the shooter as fast as possible and bring that down.
Absolutely.
Got to take a break here. This portion of the show, how appropriate. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare, and received 4 out of 5 stars or 5 out of 5 stars, and specifically targeted at categories including emergency care, which is one of the things we're talking about here, heart attack care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacement. This is at Shasta Regional Medical Center, who just brought in 13 new doctors for the residency program they just kicked off this month. It's 13 more doctors that are available at Shasta Regional Medical Center, but also local clinics, the VA, Redding Rancheria's clinics, working with doctors and specialties. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, Cats and Dogs, on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Shale Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. Tomorrow, we're having one of the assembly candidates is going to be with us tomorrow, along with Trish Clark. You know, we're going to be talking about what they are doing. Heather, out of Alturas area, up in MoDoc County, getting the backing of the Dallies. So it'll be interesting to find out who she is and what she wants to do. I have two tickets for the Sound of Music out at Shasta College. And these tickets are good for any night, 13th, 14th, 15th, 20th, 21st at 7 p.m. or the 16th at 2 p.m. Two tickets. Just give us a call at 530-605-4567 and you score these two tickets. And it's a ticket voucher. You just have to take it to the box office for one complimentary ticket. So 530-605-4567. We're going. I've got tickets for us because this really sounds like it's going to be great. They always put on good shows out there. And we're having people call already. I'm here with Tim Renault of the Redding Police Department. It seems like I've known Tim forever, Lieutenant Renault, mainly because I see you. So, you know, because you're on the streets. You're in charge of one of the street divisions. Anything that's, I see you at the rodeo, you were there all four nights, as we were. We were working it, not like you were. It sounds like you had a much easier time than we did out there. which is good. We were just talking about road rage during the break. And the fact is that we just had a terrible incident down in Anderson because of road rage.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. You know, and we were talking about how quickly one decision you can make with your life when you're upset could change your entire life and someone
forever.
Else's life.
Forever.
And so it's pretty sad.
And the whole thing was, it makes you wonder what, you know, because we were talking about, I'm sure I've been in incidents of road rage where somebody does something and you get up behind them and then there's got to be something that clicks in then that says this is stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
It is. And so what are we looking forward to here? We got like 8 minutes left.
You know, I think
in the Redding Police Department. I know we're going to continue, but what else?
You know, like I said, I think what we're excited about is we have so many young officers. Like we talked about the first part of the show. I mean, it seems like almost every other officer has someone in their vehicle and that they're training. So a lot of new people and it's a lot of good lateral officers that came from other agencies. Mm-hmm. So it's good to get that experience and, their visions and then, a lot of new people. So kind of fresh eyes. And so that's always exciting and just trying to instill, good stuff in our officers and let them know what we're looking for in our community, We talked about this. I know you had Lieutenant Schmidt on the show not too long ago. Body cameras.
Body cameras. Yeah, that starts.
It's like August. I think it's going to be the first week of August.
I don't see yours.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Now, what's your feelings about this?
You know, I think the good thing is I think you're going to have a lot of officers that either came from agencies that had body cameras, and everyone I've talked to that came from an agency with a body camera is excited about it and said, hey, I have no problem with it. It's going to show I do the right thing. All the time.
All your new officers, they get trained in it, right?
They're getting trained in it in some of the academies. Some of the old guys like me, it's going to be an adjustment just because I've never had them, and it's been, 19 years not having a camera. But I will tell you from the supervisor standpoint, I field complaints a lot. I have a lot of people that call and complain, and I know Lieutenant Soliday was on the radio maybe last month or the month before talking about a complaint that came in about the kid told his mom that he was disrespected, and the officer did A, B, and C to him, and it happened to be one of our officers that was going through the demo trial. Had the camera and watched it. He goes, oh, man, that officer did everything textbook. And it was very polite and invited the mom to come look at it. And she goes, ah, never mind. So I think it is going to take care of a lot of complaints. I think when you start treating an officer a certain way and you see the body camera on them, they're, oh, okay, there's no doubt what happened. When that body camera's there. So I think it'll take some adjustment, but I think it's going to prove
well, just when to turn it on and off and, you know, like when you get out of the car, I guess is, I don't know if you just click it to turn it on.
Yeah, there's going to be a, again.
Just to remember that. You got to train yourself for that.
Right. I think you're right. I think, if you're starting to roll into a code 3 situation with those lights and sirens and we have the officers turn on their cameras to have that recorded and it's just going to take an adjustment. It's one more piece of equipment to put on but I think it's going to show that our officers do the right thing most of the time.
Well, what I've seen is, in instances where officers have cameras, especially in shootings, and people are going, they shot for no reason, and they find out that the person is attacking them with a knife or things like this that the officer was protecting themselves.
Right.
That diffuses a lot of things, too.
Right. And what's nice, it's kind of got delayed about a month, and we are getting the most updated cameras now. Mm-hmm. We had tested one model, and actually they're giving us the newest one that's supposed to be even better in clarity and the angles. So I think it's going to help because that's one of the challenges that I see when I watch a lot of the videos from other agencies is that if the officer's head's facing one way but his body's facing a different way and he engages somebody, you're not seeing that.
Yeah.
So these cameras should help a little bit with getting a wider angle and be able to see more stuff. So I think we're looking forward to it overall. I think it'll be some adjustments, but I think the guys are excited.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, I think it's a good move by the city to do this. It alleviates problems, and it answers a lot of the problems. And then also, if somebody's doing something that's not correct, you can fix that too.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, which is kind of the bottom line on it.
It is.
The military equipment, y'all did a open house for that.
What, we did.
Two people show up?
There was definitely more of us than I think it might have been like four or five people asked some questions, but I think it went well. We got rid of a lot of our equipment that was from the military, old rifles, and we had an old robot, and so that stuff was given back to the military a little bit ago. But we did have to go over all the military equipment according to what.
What kind of military equipment does the RPD you've got the vehicle.
Yeah, we have the rescue vehicle, the armored vehicle. We have to report all the different, say, rifles, and we have to report every round that's fired, every less lethal round that's fired. All this type of stuff has to be recorded according to the new policies and laws. I think you have to justify each time we use it. Drones has been a big thing that people had questions about, why we use drones. I think people worry about privacy, and we have to explain to the community that they're there for certain
reasons. They're not there to look at your 17-year-old girl in the backyard.
Right. This is, hunting down, bad guys. It might be someone that's inside a house, so we can use it with our SWAT team to go in there to, as opposed to sending an officer in there to get shot, mm-hmm. we can send a drone in there. And if something happens to that, it's well worth the money to have that destroyed as opposed to an officer. Or missing people, we use them a lot for dementia patients or kids that go missing. What we can cover from the air is huge.
Drop down and look into areas like that.
Yeah. Right. So I think just educating the community about what we use those for, and it's not something we just fly up for no reason. It's all has to be approved by a supervisor. And
when you only get four people shows up, which is nice, they probably want to see what it is. But it kind of tells me, too, is that the community trusts it.
That's what I want to believe, is that the community trusts that we're making the right decisions and that we're doing the right thing for them. So I think that does show quite a bit.
I remember that police officer that was shot down in Sacramento was in between the house, and you remember that, I'm sure,
yep.
between the house and the officers, and they couldn't get to her. And I never could figure out why they couldn't have gotten a vehicle of some kind in between them so they could pull her out of there. But this is what rescue vehicle, it's armored, which you can do. You can pull it up and protect people.
Right.
Get people out of dangerous situations.
Absolutely.
So, anyway. Okay. Well, Lieutenant Renault, another show under our belts here. Going to have to give you one here pretty soon. Now, okay, I got to let everybody know about this. There's rumors about changes at the Reading Police Department. Big changes in the leadership.
No comment.
No comment? Okay. All right. The best thing about the Reading Police Department that we've seen is it seems like if somebody leaves, the next person coming in takes it to the next step.
Right. We always have good people planned out to move up and fill roles. And like I said, hopefully I'm staying where I'm at for another 5 years, and I'll retire out.
You want to stay on the streets for another 5 years?
I'd love to stay exactly where I'm at for 5 years. And then I'm going to come in here and work with you. So
that's okay. Be my co-host.
Oh, don't tell Linda that.
No, I'm just, not every day. Okay. But, dates come in and be my co-host.
All right.
And then let you just take the show there for a while.
Well, they say I have a face for radio, so this works out good.
Now your voice is okay, too. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. And tomorrow, like I said, everybody, we're having Heather coming in that's running for Assembly District 1. We've already had Tanessa Audette and Melissa Hunt. We're going to get Mark Mazzano. And let's see who else. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. Is there only 4 running? I think there's only 4 running. But I'm sure there's a Democrat running too. So we want to get them in and listen to them and what they'd like to accomplish. It's a lot of elections coming up. if we have a voting system in Shasta County, we're not quite positive how it's going to work. But I'm sure it'll work. Everybody have a great day, and it is hot out there, so don't leave dogs. Christina told me she saw dogs in cars. She was parking cars last night, and she said on her way out she saw dogs, 2 or 3 dogs in cars during the fireworks, and she said they were not having a good time. So think about that when you're out there. Have a great day, and God bless America.
No, I won't back down. You can stand.